from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's where we find Brooke Pryor, ESPN.com. You see her on Get Up. Done great work for them now for the last few years. She was there in person watching Russell Wilson participate in team activities for the first time. And also, bad news on the injury front. Roman Wilson goes down and needs to leave the field in a cart. Brooke, let's start with the Roman Wilson thing. Did you see it happen? How bad did it look? What can you tell us about the rookie Steelers receiver?
Yeah, you know, I did see the injury happen. He got rolled up on a jet sweep on the on seven shots right at the beginning of practice. Just got hurt on the tackle. Hard to tell exactly what went wrong, other than just to say his ankle got rolled up on. And I didn't see him leave on the cart. I think I'd gone to the other side of the field, but quickly noticed that he wasn't out there. And, you know, when Mike Tomlin starts out his kind of list of injuries and specifically starts by acknowledging Roman Wilson's injury before he gets to the bumps and bruises associated with play, as he likes to call them, it's not usually a great sign.
Brooke, was it, you say rolled up on, was it like a dreaded hip drop tackle type of thing?
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was just a tackle and his foot got caught underneath himself, and I can't remember who it was that tackled him. I think it was just, you know, bad luck there.
Brooke, have you felt like, because we had heard over the weekend that he was like an MVP of the Saturday and Sunday practices, Roman Wilson, had you started to feel like the guy was making inroads to be one of their top wide receivers behind Pickens?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I mean, it's hard to really get a good gauge on these guys until their pads come on. But he had been rotating in with the ones, and I think especially because the wide receiver depth isn't great behind George Pickens, he has a good opportunity to get some good playing time there, you know, whether that's in the slot, out wide. I think primarily in the slot is where I would expect him to be. But he has really good speed. He's really shifty. He has a good connection with Justin Fields. I would have liked to see it more with Russell Wilson, but obviously he didn't get much of an opportunity to do that. So you just hope that this isn't a long-term injury, especially for a guy that's a rookie in training camp. He's going to need to be durable. He's going to need to be out on the field because it can really set back your timeline as a rookie to get on the field in a game.
Brooke, the other Wilson, Russell, how did he look? Because I saw the aftermath of practice, and it appeared that he was doing everything a politician would do on the campaign trail, kissing babies, signing things, slapping
fives. Oh, Sean Payton would have hated that practice.
I think
then.
I saw him slap a kid five, and the kid looked at his hand like he was never going to wash that hand again. So how did he look on the field?
I mean, that is the full Russell Wilson experience. But on the field, you know what? Mike Tomlin's being very deliberate and very cautious with him since that calf injury. He got into two 11-on-11 periods and just handed the ball off one rep each. But in 7-on-7, he completed all six pass attempts that he had, including the last one was a deep ball to Connor Hayward, a moon ball, as Connor called it. And Hayward ran up to Russell after the play and, you know, was really excited and pumped that he threw him the ball and pumped that their chemistry and their rapport from working in the offseason together had kind of paid off in a play like that. He still didn't do the 20-yard sprints as a part of the team warm-ups, but he went through the other stretching. In the individuals, I would say he probably maybe threw a quarter or less of the number of balls that the other wide receiver, that the other quarterbacks threw. So I think that they are just trying to make sure that they don't aggravate that calf injury and take a step backwards instead of continuing to move forward so that this doesn't become a lingering thing.
Brooke, how has Justin Fields handled the elevation in status and the opportunity to get more chances with the starters?
You know, I was really impressed with him today. I think today was the best practice he's had. Like Russell Wilson, he didn't have a single incompletion. Granted, he threw a lot more balls than Russell Wilson in those team periods. And I thought he just looked more confident and more decisive in how he was playing and the passes he was throwing. I mean, he had that one, the back shoulder throw to George Pickens, the one-handed grab. That was really impressive. But the thing for Justin Fields is going to be consistency. So great, he came out and did it today in the first padded practice. Can he do it tomorrow? Can he do it the next day? That's the thing that I need to see from Justin Fields to say, yes, he's really turning a page and becoming a better quarterback in Pittsburgh, because we know that he can hit the home run plays. I mean, we saw him in Chicago. He can do incredible things on his legs and make deep throws, but it's doing the little things, doing the, you know, not exciting passes, but, you know, just to get some short and intermediate throws, the middle of the field, just the easy plays that are going to keep an offense going. They're going to keep a drive alive. That's what I need to see more of from him. But I mean, today, and it was a day, by the way, that he said he felt like something in his mechanics was a little bit off. Maybe it was throwing in pads for the first time in a while, something like that. But he said he's working on it with Matt Baker. So if he looked as good as he did today with the mechanics still being off, I mean, he has to feel good about where he is in this, you know, competition, if it even is a competition.
Go ahead, Mulsey.
I was just going to say, anything that was noteworthy from Fautanu in particular, just among high-profile guys in there as rookies?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that he's still battling. I believe I saw him work at left, right. I think he got in with the ones at one point during seven shots, and I'm having trouble visualizing on the line where he was. But I think that, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle to, you know, try to unseat, I guess technically Broderick Jones would have to unseat Dan Moore, so then Troy Fautanu could move into that spot. I mean, I think that that's the hope of the organization at some point, that Broderick will move over to left tackle, but I think that they're not trying to rush his development, so it's, you know, only been one padded practice. We've seen him in there a little bit, but not much.
Brooke Pryor, ESPN on the Steelers in Latrobe. Brooke, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.